Seeker, welcome to the Awakening Her podcast. I am so grateful that you've been led here, and I'm excited for you that you're answering the call to manifest more magic in your life by mastering the law of attraction. So cool. My name is Talia, and I'm committed to cutting the fluff and showing you exactly how to manifest more excitement, ease, success, abundance, confidence, love, and anything else you've been craving. So if you're ready to crack the code on manifestation, amplify your intuition, and play in the quantum. We are now besties. Let's do this. Hello, hello, seeker. Welcome back. Picture like the crowd right now. Cheers. Yay. Welcome back to the Awakening Her podcast. My name is Talia Joy. Welcome to my space. Welcome to your space. We co-create this together. Welcome to this episode. Welcome to the show. I'm so excited you're here. Thank you for spending this moment on yourself. My name is Talia Joy. If you're new to the podcast, what an episode to tune into. This is going to be really good. And today we're talking all about why you're actually drawn to manifestation, why your soul led you to the law of attraction, why you've been led in this time in your life to metaphysical practices, primarily the law of attraction and manifestation. This may be something like myself that has actually drawn me basically, well, not my whole life, but I've always been a seeker, and I was reading about law of attraction when I was about 14. So my next birthday is 40. Woo woo. So I've been doing this for a little bit, but I know that my practice and my understanding of it all has deepened and changed so much. As a 14-year-old, I was not this like wise sage 14-year-old, like understanding all of this stuff. No, no, no. I was suffering. I felt, you know, the accumulation of trauma over my life. I was so insecure in my body. It was the beginning stages of an eating disorder, and it was not a good time, but my soul has always been seeking. So today we're going to talk about that. Whether you have just found manifestation and the law of attraction, I know a lot of souls popped, is the best word I'm going to say, popped through in the midst of COVID. So a lot of people, your life changed, you reassessed, you got deeper into spirituality, or maybe it was such a rock bottom that that ended up being the way you found your way there or deepened your practice, or maybe you've been doing this for a long time. Either way, I'm going to blow your mind today. My spirit team is so excited to bring this message. This has been such a theme this week with my clients, with myself, with the cosmos, and it just really needs to come forward. But before we dive in, hello, hello again. Welcome. If this is one of the first episodes you're tuning into, welcome to the show, my love. My name is Talia Joy. I'm a manifestation mentor. I am an intuitive and a channel. I help soul-led seekers to really step into the life that they're meant for. The other day I was doing yoga and I heard, I help powerful seekers to become even more powerful. And that's kind of what it feels like. I know it's very vague for any of you marketers and branding people. It's like, roll your eyes, right? I help people to become stronger. Super vague. But you know, if you're here, I help seekers who are awakening to all that they are. I help them to, yes, manifest, but also heal and expand so that they can really truly step into their power, step into that quote unquote best self, highest self. And I do this through being a channel, being an intuitive. I've also been studying this stuff for a long time. I know a lot sort of consciously about manifestation. I've been to lots of trainings and programs and read so many books and had teachers and mentors and all this stuff. But really, most of all, I've always had a channel that runs through me. I understand energy. And you may find that you feel that way as well. If you've always been highly sensitive, if you've always been intuitive, maybe you were called too sensitive, like probably 90% of the people listening to this show were called as a kid. Maybe you've discovered you're an empath or just feely or get overwhelmed. This is you being sensitive to energies, which means you also are a feeler of the energies. So that's how I've been my whole life. And I've always found that I could watch energy unfold. It's hard to describe, but in people, I could kind of see why they were creating the life that they were creating through their attitude, through their thoughts, through their beliefs, through their wounding. It just made sense to me when I was young. However, of course, for myself, it was a much different story. Trying to find my quote unquote blind spots and blocks and all this stuff has been a really long journey. So I've been doing this for a long time as far as being a seeker and always having one foot in both sides. But as I overcame my eating disorder, really activated my intuition, started connecting deeper with my guides and with the real, like my gifts lie in the quantum. My gifts lie in ultimate possibility, in the highest sort of perspective. And I don't mean that like high and mighty. I mean that like seeing the world through the lens of source, having spirit and source show us how this experience works so that we can make the most of it while we're here so that we can manifest. That's really where my gifts are. It's hard to put it into words, but I am a channel between spirit and myself, spirit and you, spirit and my clients, spirit and the physical world. And I like to pass on how this experience truly works so that we can all learn and grow and heal. And there's lots of different aspects. It's not just as simple as the law of attraction. There's many different aspects. So on this show, I funnel this into three categories, three pillars. One is manifestation and the law of attraction. Number two is intuitive development. And number three is your soul and your soul's purpose. And that kind of incorporates, like when we talk about your soul, we're kind of also talking about like your spirit team and that sort of bigger part of you, but your soul and why it came here as well is just so important. So that's what you're going to get on this show. There's lots of episodes on like how to manifest, but then there's also lots on healing and your spiritual connection, your intuitive gifts. I talk a lot about manifesting for empaths because it is different for us. Manifestation is an energy game and being an empath is an energy game. So if you're an empath wanting to manifest, it just works a little bit different. I talk about that a lot on the show as well. So really creating the life that you are meant for, and it's Talia style. So if I'm for you, I'm so glad you're here. If I'm not, that's okay too. I send you love. And like I said, in this episode, we're talking so much about why we're drawn to this work. Before we dive into that, I want to make sure you know about a couple things coming up. The manifestation challenge called Momentum. I've never done a manifestation challenge like this. It's 8 days. There are 4 live trainings, 8 days of practices, homework, rooting you on, holding your hand, showing you the way, helping you, inspiring, activating. We're going to go far and wide. And my entire purpose is for you to bring to this challenge something you want to manifest. And we are going to move you forward. We are going to have you understand manifestation on a different level. This isn't just about journaling out affirmations. This is deep and it's activating. So if you feel truly ready to bring forward your desires and also ready to open up and allow the upgrade to happen is the way I want to describe it. By learning more and experiencing more and opening up to the way co-creation works, you're going to open the floodgates to your own manifestations and learn how to actually use this for other things you want to manifest. But we're going to bring an intention to this challenge. I want to hear about your intention. I want to hear your wins. Let's celebrate this. And it's going to be really, really powerful. So in the challenge or with the challenge, I decided to give you, if you register, I decided to give you free access to a brand new mini course I have called Magnetize Your Goals. And it's really just my exact process of how I write out goals, how I connect deeply into them, how I take action, how I move forward and manifest the things that I want to create, like a list about those things that I want to create, those specific manifestations. And that mini course is worth $222. To me, I think it's worth like $7 million, but let's not overprice ourselves. It's $222, but I'm throwing it in free. If you register for this challenge, you can dive into that right away. And the whole challenge, plus the mini course, all 8 days, 4 live trainings, workbooks, meditations, you're going to get it all. It's for $11. Okay, I lied. It's $11.11 because that's the type of seeker I am. So if you want to join in, you get access to everything for life. I cannot wait to take you through and light that spark, light that fire, gain momentum, and have you coming out the other side feeling like you truly move forward toward your goals. So the live round of this is May 1st to May 8th. If you're listening to this after the fact, check down the link below as well. I am planning on making it into a do-it-yourself challenge after I run the live round. So if that's available, it will be below, depending on when you hear this. but I really encourage you to join the live round. It's going to be so good. A community. We're literally going to spend 8 days together. Let's do this. So again, links are below for that, or the link is below for that. And I'm also reactivating the Get Unblocked Chakra Clearings. This is one that is going on next week if you're listening to this at the time of its release. So I took a break last month on the Get Unblocked Chakra Clearing. Spirit was showing me that something needed to shift a little bit, and we are back. I am so excited. What's happening is we're going even deeper. We're not going to have the mini workshop before the chakra clearing. We're going to go in with ceremony vibes. It's going to be even more spiritual and connecting and deeply activating to your spirit, to your oneness, to your wholeness, to who you truly are, clearing your chakras, unblocking your energy. It's going to be so powerful. And I've been doing these once a month for a year, and they've been so powerful. You've probably joined one. I hope you have. The link for that is below too. And what I decided now, and what spirit was helping me to kind of come to this conclusion, is that every month now is going to have a different focus. So this month with the next Get Unblocked, the focus is momentum. It's getting you unblocked to unlock momentum. And that's just because I'm also doing the challenge the following week, and it just fits so nicely. But in upcoming Get Unblocks, there's going to be one on abundance, one on clearing to connect deeper with your spirit team, your purpose, love, unconditional love, and worthiness for yourself. We're going to have a different focus every month. And I cannot wait to take you through that, because there's so many that spirit has shown me, you know, one for intuition, one for purpose, like all of these different ones that are going to roll out month after month. And I'm just really excited about it. So for Get Unblocked with the chakra clearings, it's a drop-in situation. You check the link below. If you want to sign up for the next one, you can. You pay one time. If you want to come back month after month, you can choose to register each month. If you just want to try one, see how it goes, you can do that. So really excited for those chakra clearings. It's going to be so safe. Sacred. Bring your candles, bring your sage, really come and allow yourself to receive, allow your cells to upgrade. I can't wait to see you either in the manifestation challenge or Get Unblocked, or maybe both. And okay, without further ado, let's go into this episode, because I know that we need to talk about this. So I'm going to riff. I have a few notes. I have a few, you know, I have the flow of where this episode is going to go, but I'm going to open up and allow spirit to guide me, allow myself to be inspired as we go through this, because this is such a big, important topic. So in the human realm, we have invented, or we have labeled, I should say, this thing we call law of attraction. I was going to say invented, like the name, calling it something. This is the law of attraction, right? So the law of attraction is one of the universal laws, and it's debatable how many universal laws there are, because how can we really put the universe into laws? But there are 12 main spiritual laws. I'm considering doing a podcast episode on those because they're really fascinating. Let me know if you'd like that. Reach out on Instagram at Talia Joy Manifestation. I love when you guys reach out and say, I'd love a topic on this or an episode on this. It really helps. So if you want to hear about the 12 universal laws, including the law of attraction, let me know. So the law of attraction states that like attracts like. What you put out is what you receive. And I like to say, you don't manifest what you think about, you manifest who you are being. Because who I am being right now is going to attract like. Like attracts like. If I'm mad, I attract more things to get mad about, or more of an attitude around being mad. I'll see things that trigger me. That's just a very loose, shallow example. But if we are feeling pessimistic, life can only mirror back to us more things that make us feel pessimistic about life. Fun, right? But when we learn this, we learn that as we put out a different signal, we instantly, and then also with momentum, we collect a new trajectory, a new way of being. So I really try to use human words because I see energy. So I'm like, we collect a new experience. So I'll try to make it as sort of non-woo-woo in an incredibly woo-woo topic. we put out a signal and we create circumstances, people, situations, emotions that match what we are putting out. That is the law of attraction. So when we talk about manifestation, I look at manifestation as the process of materializing things. So something goes from a thought into physical matter. I think I was touching on this on one of the last episodes. So I think something, meaning I want it. I want a home. I want a laptop. I want a vehicle. I want to go to a retreat. I want, you know, whatever it is, a person into my life. And the manifestation process is us materializing that. So it goes from a thought into a thing. I want that laptop. I manifest the money or the gift or whatever, and then the laptop comes into my life. So the law of attraction isn't manifestation, and manifestation isn't the law of attraction, but people use the law of attraction to manifest. Manifesting is making something real. The law of attraction is like attracts like. You will collect back or attract what you put out. So as humans, maybe you saw The Secret. Maybe you were in or are in now a rock bottom situation or a low point in life, and you're really wanting to change. Maybe your spirit has always been called toward things that are more woo-woo. You've heard about manifestation for a long time, and something draws you in. Whether it was 5 days ago or 25 years ago, something draws you in to the law of attraction, manifestation, these documentaries like The Secret or What the Bleep Do We Know, or when people are talking about anything like this. Maybe you follow, you know, spiritual teachers and you hear them talk about it. Something draws you in. If that is correct, this episode is definitely for you. And inside the human is this idea of like, oh my goodness, what if I could create $1 million or to find the love or to change my situation in my life or to manifest career opportunities or confidence or healing? What if there was a way to create this? Because in our physical life, we're going around with this 3D experience. And a lot of times it's like life feels too heavy, or it feels like it's impossible to achieve what we want. Or we start to go after something and we go like, oh, who am I to do it? I don't have the money. It's like life is heavy. So we find manifestation and it's like this magical out in a weird way. It's like coded in this mystery and in this magic. And it is because when we say law of attraction, like attracts like, the attracts part is the universe. The attracts part is the part that we have a hard time nailing down, because we're like, what do you mean attracts? Like things magically just come to you, right? And that is the place where we are mostly drawn to. It's like, what does that mean? And like when spirit guides or the universe is bringing you signs, or you're praying for abundance and you get some free thing, and or you win a bit of money and you're like, whoa, that was crazy, right? You're drawn into that because there's mystery and there's magic. And it's like, how does this work? It's so not boring compared to the way other humans are creating things. Like, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do 10,000, you know, different fucking steps to get these fucking degrees. And then I'm going to do this. I have nothing against degrees, of course. But I just mean, people in the 3D look at it like, oh, that's a lot of work. I don't know if that can happen. Logic, practical, don't be silly, get your head out of the clouds. And manifestation is like, you get that fucking head inside that cloud. Like you actually shoot out to the cosmos. That's where manifestation lies. And there's a part of us that goes, whoa, yes. So I want to address that part of you right now. That part of you drawing you into the magic is your soul. And your soul has been here for many lifetimes. If you're interested in this type of material, there is no chance that you're not an old soul. If you are interested in the law of attraction, spirituality, manifestation, anything, if you were attracted here for whatever reason, you definitely are an old soul. And by the time you've become an old soul, just like an older person here on earth, you have more wisdom. So I'm going to just, from here on out, everything I say is my interpretation of how spirit has shown me what I have learned, what feels right to me. And I'm very aware that anyone being like, this is the way it works, we got to all just take what resonates and leave what doesn't. And I'm not going to claim to be right. This is just what feels right and how I believe in this moment in time, how I believe it works. So your soul becomes wiser and wiser, just like you know, my Nana could like had all these cooking hacks and these life hacks and all these different things. And I'm like, how do you know that? She's like, experience. You know, it's like old people will be like, it's going to rain. I can feel it in my bones. Okay, that's not old people. That's like, I sometimes get that. So I get it. But, you know, as a kid, you're like, what? How can you feel it in your bones? It's like you gain wisdom. You learn hacks in this life as you grow older. And so as a soul, it works the exact same way. So a human, we have days, right? There's 365 days in a year. You've been alive however many days. A day is a cycle. Souls have lifetimes. So souls have many, many, many lifetimes that they have lived. And just like every day makes you wiser, every lifetime makes you wiser. So the entire point of your soul, don't worry, we're going to come back, but I know that there's a part of you that's like, yes, let's talk about this. Go on. There's a part of your soul that, I mean, the whole intention, how I see it, the best I can describe it, is the whole purpose of your soul is to expand, or its entire mission over all of its lifetimes is to come back to source, is to come back to source consciousness, to remember its full power and its full capacity of like what's really going on here. It's hard to describe. So it's the same as in this lifetime. As an old soul, you are here to move closer and closer and closer to spirit or your power or Mother Earth or the energies, the way things work, the deeper meaning behind it all. As a human in this lifetime, your whole purpose is to come closer and closer to spirit and closer back into your soul's essence, your soul's power. To remember that we are co-creating in a beautiful experience, to remember that life is malleable, that we have the ability to change our physical reality based on what's going on inside of us, our energy, our mind. You have the power. You are here to live a lifetime where you break free of being a victim, to take that power back into your hands, to heal, to grow, to expand, to come closer and closer to love and source consciousness. So your soul has been guiding you through rock bottoms or through experiences to manifestation, to the law of attraction, because it's calling you to wake up. It's calling you to wake up to your divine power. We often find the law of attraction because we want to make an extra $5,000 or we really want to like change something in our life. And then we end up knee deep in a fucking awakening going, what is even going on here? If I can work with energies to bring a laptop into my life, who's to say I can't work with energies to completely heal, to completely transform, to transcend the limitations of being human? That's what your soul wants you to remember. So because it's gained all this wisdom in previous lifetimes, it knows of your divine power. It knows that life is malleable. It knows that you have the ability to create anything that you desire. It knows that. But the way that I see it is that every time we're born, we kind of get like Men in Black, where, you know, the zapper thing that like zaps our memory. And I mean, I think kids and toddlers and babies and stuff have a deeper natural spiritual connection. I think they see angels and spirits and stuff. But very quickly, as our ego develops, our spiritual memory gets erased because we start to learn the way the world works. And we start to realize, I am me, you are them. You know, your parents go, your name is Susan and my name is this, or you're you and I'm mommy, or whatever. We learn, we right away learn duality. We right away learn separation. And our spiritual memory starts to fade. But as we go on to be an old soul, quicker and quicker our soul intends to wake up sooner and sooner so that we can make more progress in our life. So as we go forward, our soul goes like, okay, so say a couple lifetimes ago, after you passed away, your soul's like, wow, I learned a lot. I'm getting closer and closer to source. Okay, in this next lifetime, I want to learn that a little bit sooner. I want to wake up instead of waking up on my deathbed and realizing that source is real or that whatever it is. Now I want to wake up more like when I'm 50 and have the, like a last half of life that is just magical. And then you go through that life and sometimes you do wake up, sometimes you don't. Sometimes your life goes off plan and your soul gets kind of shaken by it. But then you come back and you're like, okay, this time I'm going to remember who the fuck I am. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to be introduced sooner to this stuff. And as you get to be an old soul, you almost start perfecting the process where you go, this is my lifetime to totally wake up. I have done so much groundwork, which by the way, is this lifetime for you right now. Your soul has decided this is the lifetime where you wake up to basically the fullest expression of your power, of your co-creation ability. Whatever you choose to do with that is up to you, but you're here to remember your power. You're here to wake up. You're here to co-create and remember that this life is malleable and you were born perfect. You are perfect. There is nothing wrong with you. You have learned you're not good enough. You have learned that people let you down, or that you're unworthy, or that your body's not enough, or that who you are and you're behind in life. Those are learned. Those are not true to your soul. So I think it's very important to do the healing work. That's what I've been doing the last couple of years, is deeper healing work to free yourself of that stuff. Because ultimately you are spirit, you are source, you are here to wake the F up. And so in this lifetime, source brought you, you were drawn in to manifestation. Maybe you saw The Secret, it changed your life. Maybe, as I said, through COVID, it was rock bottoms. Maybe it came to you really early. My mom was like, she was a Reiki master. My parents were both hippies. So I grew up with like crystals around, and my mom like saged me before my first day of school. And even though me and my mom had our issues and have had or whatever in this lifetime, I was introduced to it really young because look what I was meant to do. Right? My mom would, you know, read me astrology stuff when I was young, and I'd take her books. And I've said this before on the show. I used to do readings for all my friends in grade four. I'd bring astrology books and I'd tell people what their plant was and what their crystal was based on their birthday. And kids would line up, not too friggin' far off of what I do now. But we are meant to come here to personally transform. So here's the next place that we want to go, is you were drawn to manifestation in your mind to change something, to manifest money. It could have been really simple, like I'm going to manifest $5,000, and that's why you thought you came here. But you came here to wake up, to co-create, but to realize that manifestation is actually a transformation journey, because like attracts like. Who you are being is what you will attract. I, from this place, say me 5 years ago even, or 8 years ago, I was stressed with money. And I'm like, money is so hard and fucking money and I never have enough and I'm sick of scraping by. From that place, I couldn't have overnight manifested money, or overnight manifested $10,000 or however much. I had little things come through to show me that manifestation works, but I never could have truly transcended into an overflow of abundance from the place that I was in, because I was constantly focused on lack. That's just part of the journey. So you will dive into the manifestation stuff that's superficial, the I am a millionaire mantras, and not that I'm against that. I've talked about this in other episodes. I think a mantra is perfect for activating an energy that you're ready to activate, but empty mantras just to hopefully get something doesn't work. So you were drawn to that more superficial way, and the journaling and the this and the that. Again, huge fan of journaling, but I'm just saying none of these things are the secret to manifestation. The secret is unlocking you. And that's what you will find after a few weeks, months, years in most case. We are trying to manifest. This is why it's not working, because you haven't yet surrendered, or for some people, you haven't yet surrendered to the fact that manifestation is a transformation process. How do I become more in my power? How do I become more in my magnetism? How do I become more in my light to attract the abundance, the love, right? So you start getting into manifestation. If you're like me wanting some stuff, you do it for like quite a while. I did it for like over a decade and it didn't really work. But my soul knew there was something more here. And I kept discovering, well, how do I feel abundant if I'm not abundant? And then it's like, okay, you have to like learn how to embody that frequency. And then I realized that it came down to allowing myself to feel good, even when my life felt shitty. Can I allow myself to feel good? Can I bring good feelings in? Can I give myself a deep breath? Can I give myself compassion? And every time I'd come against a wall of not being able to manifest, I realized it was an inside block. It was an inside belief that was holding me back. All the way up until this last year, I realized why I've been in chronic pain since I was 12 years old is because of these internalized beliefs about my body, about it not being good enough, about unworthiness, being unimportant, being small, being insignificant, feeling all of these abandonment wounds from when I was young in my body. So then I started realizing that healing my body is not about simply just another supplement or a slight diet change. It's about changing the way I see my body, my beliefs about my body, which led me to inner child healing. So why I'm saying all this is what starts out as a simple desire to lose weight, to heal your body, to manifest a little bit more money, to get clients, turns into, why do I not feel worthy for clients? Why do I not feel worthy to have an overflowing business? Oh, I don't trust people, or I'm not getting supported, or I'm stuck in lack. Okay, why am I stuck in lack? Like, as we go forward in manifestation, we realize it is a personal development journey. It is a transformation journey because you attract who you're being. So your soul came here as a caterpillar and intends to leave as a motherfucking butterfly. You came here to transform in this lifetime. You came here to transcend. So you're drawn to manifestation to teach you, you can create anything you want. You're not stuck in these circumstances. You can be supported by the universe, by spirit, by your spirit guides, by your loved ones. You're not alone. You have more power than you realize. You are the creator of your experience. You came here to learn that. And then you also came here to be pulled deeper and forward in the transformation journey. You came here seeking on a soul level, spirit, joy, love. And that gets translated out as, I want money, I want a partner. So I was saying this to a client just the other day, how under every physical desire is a soul desire. And that doesn't mean that we're not allowed to have the things. Because if you're like, no, I need money, you're allowed to have that money. It's not superficial to want that. It's not bad. It's not wrong. It's not icky. It's incredible. Money isn't fucking empowering. Sorry, I'm really lit up today. I'm not yelling at you, just lit up. But hear me here. Hear me here. Under the desire for money, your soul is calling you to give value and worth to yourself, to feel worthy. Under the desire for love or for friends, community, is the desire in your soul for connection, for growth, for support. So under the desire to build this huge business, is the desire from your soul to help people, to serve people, to make a difference in the world. So we can have both. But when we recognize that underneath the physical desire that brought you to manifestation is a yearning from your soul to move forward, to look deeper. If you're someone that's craving to find your soulmate and you just never seem to find them, there's an invite there to fall more in love with yourself, to realize how worthy you are, to know that you already have what it takes to feel love, to experience love, to call in love. You're worthy of that. So when you're in these patterns of like, I'm trying to manifest more money over and over and over, and it's not working with the law of attraction practices, with just making a vision board or just doing any of the superficial 3D stuff, anything that's like, just do this and you'll manifest, it's not the full picture. They are helpful tools along the journey, but it's like pulling a card. You could pull a card, but if you do nothing with it, it's just a card with words on it, right? So if you're stuck in patterns where you can't seem to manifest the money, you can't seem to manifest the money or whatever it is for you, your soul is calling you and saying, are you valuing yourself? Have you got the memo yet that you are valuable, that you are worthy? Are you putting yourself first? Are you validating your needs? Are you giving yourself love? Are you giving your inner child love? Do you believe you are worthy of love and abundance? That's what it's waiting for you to get the memo of before you can truly make the abundance you came here for. So that's just an example. Everyone, it's going to be a little bit different, the message. But when you're drawn to manifestation, you've been drawn to the law of attraction. It's because you're here for big things. You are here for transformation. And they're literally, they, your spirit team, the universe as a whole, is guiding you to the tools and the teachings disguised as do this and you'll receive this, because that draws in the human. I just want you to think about this. Our spirit team is always working with us. But they always say that their ways of bringing us messages don't always land because humans discount things. We go like, oh my goodness, the weirdest thing, but you know, maybe. Or they're like, I had this thought, but I could never do it. And spirit's like, oh my goodness, we're trying so hard to reach you, but you keep like not listening. And that's me too, right? It's all of us. It's humans. We devalidate, we de-escalate, we, you know, make up a reason why it can't happen. So they bring us in, they draw us in like this flame to a moth. They draw us in with like, okay, do this stuff and you'll get to manifest this, so that we'll go to the work, so that we will find our spiritual path, so that we will find that connection back to spirit, because there is such a close line with manifestation and law of attraction and spirituality. Law of attraction itself is not spiritual, but they are so intertwined that if they get you over there with the like really shiny, you know, thing to be like, come on over here, you know, and we're like, oh, okay. And then we end up in an awakening because our soul has been guiding us to deeper transformation, to transcend what has happened in this physical experience, to realize your God power, the source power that is within you, to realize that through the healing, you find your biggest strength. Through the healing, you awaken who you truly are. So behind that, that desire to build your business and get more clients is a desire from your soul to step into your authenticity, to be magnetic, to be a leader, to shine a light. To all my entrepreneur clients and listeners, that is a huge part of business. We're always looking for how we can move forward, make more money, the systems, the strategies, and your soul is asking you to step into your authentic message, your authenticity, be potent. The lighthouse doesn't run around the island looking for boats to save. It just is the light. So whether you are an entrepreneur, I love working with entrepreneurs, because when you're here to make an impact and you explode and activate who you truly are, your impact ripples out into the world. It's so powerful. So whether you have a business or not, or you aspire to, or you're just a really freaking powerful person, because you are, you're here to transcend. Look what you've been through. Look what you've overcome. Look at the desires in your heart. You are meant to achieve them. And that's the last part that I'm going to end on, is you were drawn to manifestation and the law of attraction because you are meant to experience those things you see in your mind. You have images in your mind's eye. You have desires that you would put on your vision board. Maybe it's to do yoga on a beach, or to have a healthy body, or to have a community, to go on retreats, to host retreats, to write a book, to read books outside all day in the sun, to have a hot, sexy partner, to have children, to have a property, to live a vision. Whatever you have in your mind, when you see yourself, your best day and your best life, maybe you're traveling first class doing talks, or you're home in the garden with your kids, or whatever it is, you're with sisters on a trip. That is what you're meant to experience. And you are seeing in your mind's eye your inevitable future. And as long as you stay on this road of deeper work or deeper practice in manifestation, notice how I switched that? Because nobody likes work. I'm just kidding. I know we're all knee deep in the work, but it truly is practice. You get to have those things, and manifestation will lead you there if you stay open to it being a transformative journey. I can only manifest what I am. I can only manifest what I am. So as you become in a higher vibration, as you release yourself of the beliefs you have that are just not actually true, meaning you were taught they were true, but it's not actually true, you're unworthy or you're unable or you're unattractive or you can't do it. It's just not actually true. But to free yourself of those narratives, to link up deeper with source and with spirit and your spirit team, to have a lifetime where you remember the magic and you live hand in hand in it. I want you to live a magical experience. I want you to learn how to grow through what you go through, how to see the spirit and the magic in everything, how to heal as things come up. How to see your blocks not as permanent blocks, but as opportunities for healing and growth so that you can manifest what you want. Because the truth is, you can. That's why quantum manifestation is so beautiful and perfect. If you shift your energy fast, your reality shifts fast. That's just inevitable. That's true. When you shift your vibration, your physical reality, your state of being, the way you feel, everything changes very fast. However, manifestation is also a process of transformation, because if we could all just do that, just act like a millionaire, just have the energy of a millionaire, just do it, we would be able to all be millionaires with six-pack abs or whatever people want, right? But that's not the case. It's a transformative journey. But above that, it being a transformative journey, it is just energy. And that's what you're here to remember. There's no ill fate. There's no path that's already been chosen for you that ends in doom. There is no solid end result where you can or can't have what you want. It truly is a life that you are experiencing and you are creating from this very moment, from this very second. Everything is happening in this now. It is very malleable. You do not have to be stuck with what you've been stuck with. You do not have to live with those feelings of I don't know how, or I'm not good enough, or how's it going to happen, or it's not happening. And it's a journey calling you forward, calling you to manifestations, calling you to transformation. That's why you got into manifestation. Your soul drew you toward there is a possibility of a new life. And your spirit and your mind and everything, the human you, the soul you, everything went, ooh, yes. And that's probably why you're into other things like maybe astrology or human design or yoga or the chakras, or I mean, there's endless other kind of practices that start finding you, right? Meditation, breath work, nature. There's so many different ways that now open up as this result of coming closer back to spirit, to healing, to transformation, to alchemy. The process of manifestation is the process of transformation. You are being asked to transform into what you desire, what you see for yourself in your mind's eye. You are here for a big life. This is the lifetime. I promise you that. Keep moving forward bravely. Keep on this path. I highly recommend to continue to find speakers, teachers, healers, whoever that resonate with you, books, podcasts, blogs, whatever, having a mentor, because your soul is calling you forward or you wouldn't be here. Your soul is saying this could be the lifetime. This could be the one. Do you want to do it? Are you in? And you're going, yes, yes, I'm in. Yes, I'm in. It's not easy. It's definitely not for everybody. But we are a unique breed. We are old souls. We are starseeds. We are empaths. We are sensitive beings here to ignite the planet, here to become that light, to practice personal transformation, to inspire others to do the same. This is the lifetime, my love. And that's why you were drawn to manifestation, because you're unlocking deeper levels of your soul and who you truly are. So remember, all of those manifestations are your destiny. Say to yourself, my success is inevitable. And if you want to join the Manifestation Challenge to really activate and bring momentum to your desires, Talia style, if this is for you, if you've enjoyed this episode, you're definitely going to love the challenge. As I said, it's only $11, and you get a free mini course with it as well, Magnetize Your Goals. And if that doesn't resonate with you, or if you also want to come find me on social media, I would love to see you over on Instagram at Talia Joy Manifestation. And as always, if you take a screenshot that you're listening to the show, post it on Instagram, tag me, I will send you a free gift. Another way to get a free gift is to write a review for the podcast. Take a screenshot before you hit submit and send it to me over on Instagram or email. All the links and all that are below, and I will send you a free gift as well. I don't often ask for the podcast reviews, but those go a long way. I recognize they take a couple minutes to do. As I said, the link is below directly to go to write a review. I would love and appreciate it so much if you took that time. It helps so much. Those reviews are like gold when it comes to podcasts. That is what shows Apple Podcasts that people are interested, people are wanting this so that more people can ignite their light, can turn on to their divine purpose, why they're really here. So if you can spare a moment, I appreciate it so much. I'd love to send you a free gift just as a thank you for your time. As I said, links are below. I will see you around in whatever way. Have a friggin' fantastic day. I love you, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. And before we go, I want to ask you a question. Have you grabbed your copy yet of Manifest This Shit? Manifest This Shit is a law of attraction coloring and activity book available on Amazon, and I am so excited about it. It is packed with beautiful, inspiring coloring pages, manifestation practices, tools, places to make notes and lists and write down your intuitive hits. There's so many beautiful pages in there. It's the perfect addition to your daily practice. So whether you use it to pass time instead of being on your phone, or you use it as a creative ritual, this book has pages for everybody. I know you're gonna love it. So grab Manifest This Shit on Amazon. The link is below in the show notes.